This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. And you look as beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better.
Every day is not like this day. This is a special day. Every day really is a special day. Monday, April the 3rd, we missed April Fool's Day by that much. 7 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. The good day, Mashable, that's another term that's new. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. This is a Mashable, I suppose. What does that term actually mean? I see that all over the place. Business news sites have it. Home pages for the television networks have it. The Drudge Report has it. Associated Press has it. Reuters has it. What does it mean to be Mashable from the perspective of someone who really does know what what it means versus someone who might speculate on what it means, madame?
That's a tough question.
Is it? Why?
Well, Mashable, I guess it could mean multiple things. But maybe it means that we're sitting here putting everything together. We're squishing it down to the important bits.
We're squishing it down. All right, so let me do that. I want to squish down this story from Chicago. A lot of times people think, especially here or whatever you're listening to as the day begins, in some circumstances the day is beginning for some folks and ending for other folks. If you're on Guam and you're listening to us, this is the last thing you hear at the end of the day on K57 and you go to bed, because in Guam it's nighttime. Where I am, it's morning, and maybe the impact of what's going on in Chicago doesn't really affect those of you who are in Guam, unless some of the people on Anderson Air Force Base come from Chicago. They're interested in knowing on this program, hearing what my perspective is on the arrest of the 14-year-old boy on Saturday night. I say this to me sort of is the highlight of the weekend. No April Fool's here, although there was an interesting story about Tom Brady being traded to Buffalo for April Fool's Day. I don't know if you heard that, Karen, or not down there. It was rather amusing here.
I didn't hear it, but that'd probably be good for Buffalo. Not so good for anybody else.
Right, yeah. Anyway, so the serious side of what happened on April Fool's night, 14-year-old boy arrested in connection with the sexual assault of a girl younger than he was. The second time in 2 weeks this sort of thing has happened. The first one was in a high school. The reality of what the two incidents have in common is that they were both streamed live on Facebook. What does that say about this 14-year-old? What does it say about our society? What does it say about technology? There were several juvenile offenders who appeared in this Facebook sexual assault incident. Now, we all know Chicago has a rather checkered, not past, but present when it comes to assault, killing. Chicago is not the safest place in our country to be. That's not really the issue at the moment. Well, it may or may not be. I don't get it. What I find the issue to be, first of all, is a 14-year-old boy is going after a 12-year-old girl or a 13-year-old girl. I don't know, remembering back to the incident a couple of weeks ago, Kara, do you remember the illegal, that was part of that whole mess, was that the offender was a 17-year-old high school senior, and I believe the girl was a 13-year-old high school freshman, and he was illegal?
Yeah, you know what I read, though, and it's possible I'm misquoting this, but it was a 17 and an 18-year-old boy involved in it. As far as I know, they were both freshmen. What I read was that all three of them were freshmen. Why,
oh, really?
There's a 17 and 18-year-old freshman. Yeah. But 17 and a 14-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. So as far as I can figure, and I don't know, I'm looking to try to corroborate all of this. I'm not sure that they actually have the people who perpetrated this. The police looking around, the 14-year-old was arrested on Saturday and will face sexual assault and child pornography charges today in school, but anyway, the information came from a news conference held late yesterday. So then the incident took place before last Saturday. So the fact that people think they can do this, get away with it, what sort of mind, the monstrous mind, it isn't even human. This is the sort of thing. I had a horrible night last night. I had a horrible dream about things, but they had to do with animals, not with people. And an animal, a big, horrible, grisly cat was attacking dogs. God knows why I had the dream. Maybe I should need call somebody and get an interpretation of the dream. But this sort of brings me back around to this. It's the things that are done to prey on those who are weaker that people who are perpetrating these things seem to be most proud of. Look what I can do. Look.
Well, yeah, at age 14, how does doing something like that even cross your mind? I think back to when I was 14, and I mean, things like that still don't
cross your mind because you've seen it on Facebook already. You think it's okay. Yeah. Things like that that are given publicity or given exposure. Those people that have, you know, there are a lot of people whose minds are not particularly well developed by the time they're 14. Some people that are 24, 34, 44 don't have very well, don't have very well adapted or.
Is that what people learn from social media and from, I guess, our justice system too? When you repeatedly see people who aren't punished for doing something like that, then I guess you lose all
the rapes that go on in colleges and the protection that's given to the football players, the basketball players, the athletes, the judges just say, oh, well, they had a bad day or something like that. Those judges should go to jail, never mind as much as the people that are perpetrating the crime. So there's a change here that's necessary, and you know, you wonder where the tone is set. Does the tone get set? Is this something else we can blame on Trump, or is it something that goes back a lot further than that? I think it's getting a little tiresome having everything blamed on Trump. Frankly, it really is. You look around, everything is a panic attack. It's all Trump's fault. Trump, 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 Trump. This is something that goes back a lot deeper and further than Donald Trump being president of the United States. Regardless of what he said, what he's done, that doesn't set the stage for a 14-year-old to rape a 12-year-old or a 17-year-old to rape a 13-year-old. And then have it all play out on social media. That analogy doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it goes back way, way further than him. It's been a huge problem in a lot of different cultures. It seems like everywhere it's an issue. But it would be nice, since he's questioning lots of things in government, it would be nice to see him be the one to stand up and actually try and do something about
it. Not a bad idea. Nope, not a bad idea. All right, 15 past the hour. Speaking of ideas, the United Nations says that there are alarming bills being presented that could restrict protests in our country. Let's find out more about that in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, this year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $10 off at Staples.
Up to $10 off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
The tax deadline is almost here. Hurry into Staples for up to $10 off TurboTax. Staples, make more happen. In-store only, ends 4/15/17.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffen with a focus on the United Nations, where experts are voicing concerns over bills that have been introduced in a number of states. This is not federal legislation. This is state legislation aimed at restricting the right to assembly. Let's listen to how this all plays out.
United Nations human rights experts are calling out American lawmakers for what they say is an alarming trend of proposals against peaceful protests. Since November, at least 19 U.S. states have introduced bills that experts say would unconstitutionally restrict the right to assemble. Some of the bills, like the ones in Arizona, Virginia, and Mississippi, have already been defeated. We should note that the remaining bills are all proposals, not laws yet. They also vary by issue and severity. For example, a proposal in Indiana would let police use, quote, any means necessary to clear roads blocked by protesters. A different proposal in Florida would make it so drivers who hit or even kill protesters blocking traffic are only liable if it's proved to be intentional. And a Minnesota representative has pushed legislation to force those who disturb the peace to pay for policing costs. Lawmakers behind the proposals have argued non-protesters need to be protected too, from people on clogged roads to people with property near protests. But the UN experts argue protests aren't the sum of their parts. If violence occurs, it's certain protesters who are violent, not the protest itself. If these bills become law, the experts argue they'll have a chilling effect on peaceful protesters, preventing them from using their First Amendment rights.
Well, I'm a protesting proponent. As long as the protest is peaceful and productive, positive protest is very effective, very important. I don't know that from what I've heard and read about these bills that I think I'd support any of them, frankly, because anything that gets in the way of free speech is bad. Now, having said that, there are people who do come in, we all know it, during protests, certain circumstances. Those who are proponents of the protest hire people to come in, as was the case in Ferguson. The whole protest movement there was questionable and suspicious. So it seems to me the law needs to dig down a little bit more into finding out who's involved in the protests, what their motivation is. These treatments that the reporter was talking about are simplistic and not very smart. But there is some need to curb some of the involvement of people that come in that ought not to be there, if you know what I mean. 21 after the hour here.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Let's see what's going on in the music news department here. That's what we set aside this time for every hour. There's always some music with a story about the artist or groups. And here's a Bob Dylan tune in the background to highlight the really big, huge archive that has been put up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The research project is aimed at getting people to come in to the, is it Helmerich Center? I think it is, for American Research, at the Gilcrease Museum in Tulsa. Submit an application to the librarian as a list of relevant items for the archives online. The effort to find more Bob Dylan material, I think that's what they're looking for. They are accepting design proposals for the center to see who, they're going to have a contest to see which architectural firm will come up with a design, and they're going to spend, what, $15-20 million on building this building. It's a museum.
I don't know how much they're going to spend, but the University of Tulsa already spent $15 to $20 million on buying the Dylan archive. Yeah, last year.
Why did they? What did they? Why would they want that at the University of Tulsa?
I don't know.
Good question.
I mean, it has 6,000 artifacts. I mean, yeah, I love Bob Dylan, so.
So that school has that kind of money?
Apparently,
that's a unless they've got an endowment that they use. That's a public school. University of Tulsa is a publicly funded school.
Well, there's a foundation that works with them that I think they bought everything together. Like it was a joint thing.
Huh.
I mean, it's a destination now, you know, for anyone, any musical scholar doing research on, and Dylan comes up on in all fronts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's an asset, and if you want to study musicology, you know, you want to think now about the University of Tulsa.
Douglas Brinkley, who's the historian, is working on a new book about Dylan. And the output that Dylan has been very prolific over his life. Very prolific. Writing. We all get a kick out of listening to his singing. But he got a lot of black influence in the way he's put things together over the years. African music, that kind of stuff. So, and that's part of the book that this professor at Tulsa University of Tulsa, is putting together. What's this song?
Well, this is not Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I'm glad I was just listening to it too, and I was like, yeah. This sounds like
that?
Someone else. All right.
All right, we got a story about Charlie Watts. Let's focus on him for a little bit. He wants to release a new live album, The Stones. That's the best. I've said this 100 times. You got to start at the beginning, though. We got to listen to it. This is the best, as a former disc jockey, the best introduction to any rock song that was ever recorded. Listen. Crank this up. Oh, it's hard to hide. Best. So Charlie Watts meets the Danish radio big band. That's the name of the album?
Yep.
Standards, originals, and Rolling Stone covers arrives April 21st at a store near you. Or can you download this? Where is this going to be available?
Oh, this will all be digital, for sure.
All digital, yeah. The Danish radio big band recorded this LP back in 2010 at a concert hall in Denmark after 4 days of rehearsals. The album has a bossa nova take on satisfaction. Huh? How do you need a bossa nova to satisfaction?
I don't know what bossa nova sounds like. What does that mean? I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't know what it means.
Blame it on the bossa nova. That's what it sounds like. It's fake.
Well, Paint It Black is also on there. That's one of my favorite Stone songs.
I hear that.
So it'll be interesting.
Paint it on the bossa nova. Paint it in a brush. No, it doesn't. Anyway, Charlie's just able to take nourishment, I think. This is another fabulous intro. Crank this up.
You want the song or the intro?
The intro. That's okay. You got this. Just all right, so that'd be something to look forward to, though. When it comes out, we'll play a couple of cuts, see how they sound. Charlie Watts at 28 past the hour on the DJB Experience. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. JV, one more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H, Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
About 34 after the hour, Monday, the Doug Steffen way of considering what's happening that is good conversational material. That's what this is about, getting you to think and maybe have a good conversation at some point during the day when you want to prove that you're smarter than the average bear. You can take some of the things that have come out of our discussion here and use them to show how smart, what a smart, or as we say here in the East, what a smart cookie you are. All right, let's tune in to one of the most famous television franchises of all time. Yes, Dick Wolf is a genius. Created all those Law and Order shows focused on New York. Now he's taken the same idea and gone to Chicago. But I'm not focused on Chicago now. I'm focused on New York's infamous Rikers Island, which appeared in every single episode of every single Law and Order. Let's go down to Rikers, right? Rikers Island, one of the most notorious jails in our country, if not in the world, is shutting down now. Really. Mayor Bill Blah Blasio said that it will close in 10 years. Now, this is big news, huh? All Point Bulletin Rancor shuts down in 10 years. Been a constant source of controversy for New York for a long time. A couple of years ago, New York City paid $13 million in injury and death lawsuits stemming from assaults and murders in jail, that kind of stuff. Rikers has about 10,000 inmates. Ever seen a picture of Rikers? They actually don't portray the Rikers that you see on Law and Order isn't really Rikers. Duh. It's one of the, it's obviously there. There's a fascinating side story to this. If you know Chelsea, the Chelsea District of New York City, down waterfront, it's actually pretty close to where September 11th took place, down in that neck of the woods. And Dick Wolf went in, when he first started the Law and Order franchises almost 30 years ago, and he bought a big old warehouse. And it's on the corner of, I don't know which streets it is, but I've seen it any number of times. He bought two buildings, but one of them looks like a big old factory or a warehouse. And in that building, he put the sets on the different floors for the different shows. Law and Order is on one, Law and Order Special Victims Unit's on another one, Law and Order, whatever, the one that Vincent D'Onofrio was in is on another one, and so on and so forth. So, they changed that whole area of New York City when they went in there. And so in one of the floors has the Universal sets, and Rikers often is portrayed in there. You go into the jail, you know, the whole routine. Anyway, that's not Rikers. Rikers is a pretty seedy looking place. Like Alcatraz on Staten Island. That's kind of what it looks like, only it's Rikers Island. The population, the buildings are huge, but 10,000 inmates? And most of them are in there. This is where the real outrage is. Most of the people in there have not been in the system yet. They're arrested, but they haven't been tried. Can you imagine? There are 10,000 cases in New York, people in jail waiting to be processed. That is, to go through the system. Now, the mayor wants to cut that number in half, which requires changes all through the criminal justice system, not just at the jail. He supports closing the facility. Actually, he said, well, let's do it now. Let's do it as quickly as we can. This guy is a character. Last year, somebody came to him with the idea, or it became public, that there was a study going on about Rikers, and he said, no, we better not close that down because it'll cost billions of dollars, leave New York City with not enough places to put all the people who are under arrest. Imagine that, though, in Los. I'm trying to think of what the comparable thing is. I have to ask Jennifer when she's here. What's comparable in L.A. to Rikers? Do we have that many people in Los Angeles who are standing by for trial? You know, if I were a lawyer, I wanted to get a class action lawsuit going, I think I'd sue the city of New York for having all these people bottled up in the system. Can you imagine? 10,000? There are 10,000 cases that have not been adjudicated. The boroughs of the city of New York, in a study that came out last year, were told, or at least the suggestion was made in this study, that every one of the boroughs ought to have their own jail, which would cost the city of New York $10 billion. How about that, boys and girls? What a nightmare. Oof! 10,000 inmates that haven't even gone to trial. There's a story and a half for Dick Wolf. Speaking of stories and a half, again, back to the home pages of a lot of different websites today. And I was attracted to a headline that Matt Drudge has put. People say, is Drudge, has he still got a website? Yeah, he's got a very active website. And his headline today is that Trump is getting screwed by his own party, basically. He said I suspect there is sabotage. Do you know Obama had the stimulus package on his desk before Inauguration Day? What did this Congress give Trump? Nothing. So the Drudge Report, he has some things on his own, but he mostly aggregates stuff, like the Huffington Post. It's the other side of the Huffington Post. Huffington Post aggregates liberal stuff. Drudge Report aggregates conservative or right. It's Drudge on the right, Huffington on the left. So, and it's an interesting thing to think about, especially, excuse me, when you look at some of the ways that the Trump administration is portrayed. I've said this any number of times. I've actually never seen, I've been on the radio for a long time. I've been doing talk radio since 1974. I was one of the original, not original, but one of the early people that are still around doing this. And my observation is pretty much based on my own experience. Having done this sort of thing, I have never in my life seen anything the likes of which is as furiously focused on making this guy look like a boob. Now, he can do his own bidding in that department because he's kind of a nightmare when it comes to dealing with the press. But there isn't any sunshine anywhere on any of these. I'm looking at, okay, so here I am on the AP. Let's see, the Reuters site, the Drudge Report, the CBS homepage, the Fox homepage, the CNN homepage, Huffington Post, ABC, and all of them have at least three or four stories in the lead of the top five that have to do with Trump. And none of them are positive, really. I mean, I suppose there's some of the Drudge stuff is, and some of the Fox stuff is. But for the most part, the dismissal of Trump as anything other than a clown is what is really troubling to me. I find this just... The business of the nation is to move itself forward. Is this going to be done through the auspices of the Trump administration? Well, people want to change, and this has brought about a real... We've always... look back to the Teapot Dome era. Always been a severe division of political realities. Based on where we live, what our religion is, what the color of our skin is, how much money we have, that sort of thing. That brings about a lot of focus as to the differences, even though there aren't really, if you really get down to it, there aren't real serious differences. There are differences in thinking, but there aren't differences in who we really are. I think you know my feelings about that based on the Genome Project and what we're all made up of, how we're all made up. Anyway... The unprecedented grilling and drilling on Trump continues just so long as most people of conscience understand that this is a go-getcha and a gotcha world that we live in. And yeah, does Trump make it worse because of his tweeting? Doesn't help it any, that's for sure. But make no mistake about it. This is something that I've never seen the likes of in the years I've been doing talk radio programs. 44 past the hour. Nightmare in Atlanta, up next. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minutes, I'm Tracy McRae. With about 20,000 new cases diagnosed every year, diffuse large B-cell lymphoma is the most common type of lymphoma in the United States.
Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma is a cancer of the immune system, specifically your B lymphocytes or white blood cells.
The good news, according to biostatistician Matthew Maurer, is that most patients are effectively cured with initial chemotherapy. Maurer led a recent study which found that patients who remain cancer-free for 2 years after diagnosis have a normal life expectancy.
Unfortunately, about a third of patients will either not respond to their chemotherapy or relapse. And unfortunately, prognosis for these patients is generally poor.
Based on the study results, researchers have developed a risk assessment tool to help identify patients who are likely to relapse so that new or different treatments could be considered. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
The Craftsman C3 19.2 volt 3-speed impact driver boasts 3 user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hi. It's 47 past the hour. So for those of you who didn't hear, over the weekend, major problem in Atlanta on the interstate, the debris from a bridge that collapsed during a really huge fire. This is the southeastern part of Atlanta. Commuters there bracing for the full work week without a key link to some of the biggest the big suburbs on the southeastern part of Atlanta feeding into the city. Here's the story behind the story.
3 people are facing charges after a fire caused a chunk of Interstate 85 in Atlanta to collapse. Investigators say the trio, all believed to be homeless, started the fire intentionally on Thursday. Officials say that section of highway might be down for a few months, which is bad news for Atlanta. It's one of the most congested cities in the U.S., and more than 250,000 people drive I-85 daily. There's probably going to be even more people in Atlanta this week. The Masters Golf Tournament starts Thursday in Augusta, and Atlanta has the closest international airport. State officials have detour plans in place for commuters, but they're still warning drivers to expect significant delays.
Wow. Woo! I'd like to be facing that today.
I would not want to be.
Imagine what would happen in Washington or New York or any major city that has these interstates that go through it and the interstates that go around it, because there's a beltway around all these big cities.
Yeah. You always talk about the traffic problems in L.A. and how it would be great if they had schedules that were at different times so people wouldn't get caught in all the traffic. And I wonder if businesses or the government down there will do anything to try
to
and help
that.
With that, because that's going to be terrible.
All right, how do we help North Carolina win over Gonzaga?
We don't. I'm not cheering for North Carolina.
You're not.
They beat Oregon, and that was my team winning.
Boo.
So now I want Gonzaga to kick North Carolina's butt.
Boo! Boo! All right. Final Four finally over. That'll be good tonight. Get that out of the way. Get back to some reasonably good television. 10 minutes for the hour here on Good Day.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Let's welcome in Mercedes Sanchez, who is a lifestyle and beauty expert. I think it's time for us to spend as much time as we can on the things that men and women need, although this is probably, I'll turn some of the questioning time over to Kara Schillen, because not that she needs it, she's a beautiful human being, but I think some of these spring beauty must-haves, Mercedes, apply more to women than men. Let's delve into some of the must-haves for looking and feeling your absolute best, whether you're a man or a woman. Is that a fair question?
That's right, yeah. So, of course, we can all use great skincare tips, but let's start with the fashion trends. So right now, it's all about pretty meets utility, the hottest trend at affordable prices, starting at only $9.99 from H&M. This season, we're talking about wildflower prints, sheer lace, and utility detailing flowing silhouettes. Of course, the traditional khaki pants with a new twist. And for the men, there's transitional staples starting at only $14.99. There's so many layers, like a bomber jacket. And you can't forget about the white denim either for the men. There's a luxe gray sweater from the new H&M edition line. There's iron-on patches, leather slip-ons. And for the little ones, we have so many great prints from the H&M limited edition collection with illustrator Katie Scott. And don't forget that when shopping at H&M, you get 15% off your entire purchase when using or donating, rather, a lightly worn or unused item. And now, Doug, since you were talking about the skincare, here we go. First, we start off with the Dove hair. The Dove hair really is an iconic beauty brand which offers you great looks for less. So here we have a new hair series, which is great for dry scalp or if you notice any flakes. Stealth Dermacare Scalp Series formulated with active Parisioni zinc and oil to treat dandruff, nourish, and protect the scalp, resulting in flake-free, smooth, and manageable strands with regular use. And it features three different variants, the Pure Daily Care, Invigorating Mint, and Dryness and Itch Relief, available at Walmart.com or CVS.com for only $4.99.
Wow.
Here we go with a good skincare regimen, the skincare regimen Doug was talking about. You can't start off, you always have to start off your day with good cleansing and moisturizing. So Avon created the Nutra Effects, which has good for you ingredients. So no nasties on your labels. And every product within the Nutra Effects collection harnesses the power of the chia seed, which is a superfood from nature, and it holds really good moisture. And it actually contains four different lines within the collection, each containing a day cream with SPF, one night cream, and one eye cream to target one of the four skincare needs, hydration, radiance, signs of aging, and balance. Only $18, available at Avon.com or through an Avon rep. And, of course, the fragrance for the spring, we can't forget about that. Fresh, pure spring scent. Here we have the white tea, Elizabeth Arden's newest, pure, uncomplicated, and exquisite notes of crisp and sparkling Italian mandarin with notes of sea breeze accord. It's blissful and tranquil, and it has a sun-like heart of white tea extract with a trio of musks. And every spritz, really, it brings you to that moment of solace, like when you're taking that first sip of tea. It's a beautiful, gorgeous bottle, and it looks good on your vanity. Only $49, and it's available at Elizabeth Arden stores or at ElizabethArden.com.
So, Mercedes, one of my biggest issues with spring weather, and it's getting hot and humid, is that I have thin hair and that it tends to get a little frizzy. So does the Dove hair products, do they help with that, or do you have any tips for hair products that help with frizz?
Sure. So from the three different variants, you can probably find one that is also designed for your hair. So again, the Dove Dermacare Scalp Series has three different variants, the Pure Daily Care, the Invigorating Mint, and Dryness and Itch Relief.
All right, so we got about 30 seconds. Any more clothing that goes with? I'm feeling good already just listening to this stuff, and I'm looking forward to seeing people who are going to follow your advice. What else do we have in terms of clothing? Anything?
Yeah, so for you, Doug, I would recommend the layering. So bomber jackets right now are really in style, and you can do it with a pullover underneath it, so that's great layering for you. And sometimes for men, we don't think about white denim, but white denim is really on trend also for men and women every single spring. And leather slip-on, so you don't even have to worry about like tying your sneakers or your shoes. Just put on those leather slip-ons and you're on trend and ready to go.
All right, so we've got a lot of information there to chew on. Mercedes Sanchez, who has a great blog, she's been on this blog for 10 years, a lot of relatable information, skincare products, that sort of thing. When she recommends something, a lot of people pay attention, so you might want to do that as well. Mercedes Sanchez with us here on the DJB Experience.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.